Part 3, Major Pending Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review major pending disputes in large Chapter 11 cases that troubled company reporter editors monitored day by day. Ivy Magnadero provides updates in the various disputes Lehman Brothers is involved in. As to the longstanding Lehman-JP Morgan Chase court fight, lawyers at the Justice Department said in a March 16th court filing that U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has agreed to provide answers to written questions from Lehman Brothers creditors over allegations that J.P. Morgan illegally siphoned billions of dollars from Lehman in the days before the failed investment bank filed for the largest bankruptcy in the U.S. Mr. Geithner was the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York at the time of the Lehman collapse. Lawyers for Lehman's creditors committee subpoenaed Mr. Geithner, as well as then-Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, as part of its civil lawsuit against J.P. Morgan. Lehman and its creditors claim that J.P. Morgan chief executive Jamie Dimon and other top executives used insider knowledge to take advantage as Lehman's financial state worsened in the summer of 2008. Mr. Paulson has also reached a, quote, general agreement to answer the committee's questions in written form rather than through live testimony, according to court papers. The Lehman Committee says Mr. Geithner had more than 35 conversations with then-Lehman chief Richard Fold and more than 10 with Mr. Dimon in the week before Lehman's September 2008 bankruptcy filing. Lehman creditors believe some of the conversations concern J.P. Morgan's calls for more collateral from Lehman, a key element, the creditors argue, in the firm's collapse. Lehman filed its lawsuit against J.P. Morgan in May 2010 to recover over $8.6 billion that J.P. Morgan allegedly seized as collateral. J.P. Morgan, which served as Lehman's clearing bank, countersued, claiming that Lehman tricked it into lending $70 billion shortly before the bankruptcy filing and left it with toxic and worthless securities. In recent months, discovery has heated up in the Lehman-J.P. Morgan dispute, with both sides issuing subpoenas. Lehman wants to question Min Yoo Sung, former chairman and chief executive of Korea Development Bank, a key potential bidder for Lehman weeks and months leading up to its bankruptcy, to testify under oath. Lehman claims J.P. Morgan sought to advise KDB with respect to the Lehman deal, and its lawyers want to ask Min if J.P. Morgan may have learned that it wasn't going to bid for Lehman before that information became public, prompting the bank's call for more collateral. Meanwhile, lawyers for J.P. Morgan have sought to question former executives at Lehman's European subsidiary about the investment bank's decision-making process, including information about Lehman's infamous, quote, goat poo, otherwise known as racers securities. In a recent related development, J.P. Morgan has agreed to pay $20 million to resolve the Commodity Futures Trading Commission's claims that it mishandled customer funds from Lehman Brothers from 2006 to 2008. J.P. Morgan settled the claims that it violated commodities laws with admitting or denying wrongdoing. The CFTC said J.P. Morgan counted client money as belonging to the firm itself while extending loans that Lehman bet on markets. The regulator noted that when Lehman filed for bankruptcy, J.P. Morgan refused to release the money for 2 weeks until CFTC officials insisted. J.P. Morgan said in a statement that the errors were unintentional and that it didn't use customer funds to meet any of Lehman's obligations. As to the Archstone-related lawsuit, Lehman revised its complaint on the matter in early March. Lehman said its Archstone apartment company, co-owners Bank of America Corp. and Barclays PLC, quote, conspired to try to sell their once 53% stake in Archstone to competitor Sam Zell's Equity Residential. Lehman, which said it wants to take control of Archstone, asked a judge to make the banks honor an earlier agreement that would have allowed Lehman to pay about $1.3 billion for the stake. EQR on February 21st said its minimum price would be $1.5 billion if it exercised an option to buy half of the bank's stake. Lehman said the banks would be unjustly enriched if it was forced to match EQR's price for the remaining stake. Meanwhile, appeals challenging Judge James Peck's decision over the 2008 sale of Lehman's broker unit to Barclays remain pending. The bankruptcy judge ordered Barclays to return $2 billion in margin assets to the Lehman broker unit trustee, James Giddens, and directed the trustee to give the UK bank at least $1.1 billion and possibly another $769 million in a reserve account. The appeals are to be decided by Judge Catherine Forrest. That concludes Part 3 of the report. The report continues in Part 4.